Governors in the Northeast say they need more COVID-19 diagnostic tests before people can return to work safely. Researchers at Yale are the latest to study a saliva test that they say is easier to administer and more reliable than standard nasal swabs. WSHU's Cassandra Basler explains.
Healthcare workers wear head-to-toe protection to test someone for COVID-19. They have to sample mucus way at the back of the nasal cavity with a long swab.
I've had one and they're very unpleasant.
Ann Wiley is a researcher at Yale School of Public Health.
The risk with that is that it can actually cause the patient or the person being sampled to sneeze or cough. And you can imagine if you're that healthcare worker, you're in very close proximity, that can carry quite a bit of risk when we know that, you know, SARS-CoV-2 can spread by droplets.
Wiley and her colleagues say they found a quick way to test for coronavirus that doesn't require protective gear or nasal swabs.
Saliva sampling is really easy. It's actually incredibly easy as compared to the gold standard recommended nasopharyngeal swab.
She says Yale began asking COVID-19 patients and hospital workers to spit into a sterile collection cup when the outbreak began. They continued to run RNA tests on nasal swabs alongside saliva samples. They found the saliva results look more consistent.
The numbers of negatives in the swab itself have far outnumbered the negatives in saliva. So to us, it is looking more reliable.
Yale isn't alone. Wiley says small studies out of New Jersey, California, Australia, and Thailand have shown similar success with saliva.
Hopefully with that increased data from around the world and more studies testing this and trialing it out, you know, we'll get that confidence that we can move forward.
Wiley worked on this study with Dr. Albert Koh, one of Connecticut's advisors to help the state reopen safely. Wiley and Koh think screening with saliva tests could be a reliable way to make sure workers do not spread the virus to customers or colleagues.
You know, if we're sending especially workers back into like hospital settings, healthcare settings, that's one particular population that you want to make sure are actually truly negative and not negative due to the sample type that's being taken or the test that's being run.
Wiley says scientists do not know if other tests for virus antibodies can prove someone is immune to coronavirus, and antibodies show up when someone is still contagious. So diagnostic spit tests may be a better way to track and limit new outbreaks, and it's one Wiley's already testing at Yale New Haven Hospital.
The healthcare workers are sampling themselves every 3 days for testing just to make sure that they are remaining COVID-free.
She says companies could also consider at-home saliva testing, especially for frontline workers in restaurants or grocery stores. For now, the spit test could save time at drive-through test sites or help neighborhood health clinics use less protective gear.
It does hold a lot of promise. You know, it will take off the pressures on the supply chain. This could be widely implemented very easily.
Wiley says saliva samples could allow for increased testing capacity across the country. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.